The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
And so the FBI, their general counsel, James Baker, bends over backwards to facilitate the speedy release of all sorts of documents and records to David Kendall and Mrs. Clinton in order to assist, help, mollify, pick your favorite word, their grave concerns over the fact that, you know, she's being investigated as a national security criminal.
My guest is Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research, Chris Ferrell. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thanks very much.
You join us on behalf of Judicial Watch. That organization has been very aggressively looking into things involving the Mueller investigation, documents, things in before that, the Steele dossier. We want to talk a bit about the recent work that's been done. Judicial Watch has released State Department emails showing that the dossier author, Christopher Steele's close relationship with the State Department. Talk a bit about, set this up for us.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of this is all predicated on efforts to uncover the documents and the records behind the two-plus-year lie to the American public about this ridiculous Russia collusion hysteria. The senior leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI set about on a plot to conduct a coup to unseat President Trump and to bring members of his administration unlawfully under scrutiny while simultaneously ignoring the criminal conduct of Mrs. Clinton and the obstruction on her part afterwards, things like bleach bidding a server, hammering blackberries. So the disparity of treatment is outrageous, but our effort is to document what went on. How did this all occur? And in the course of doing that, we filed the Freedom of Information Act requests and we filed lawsuits. And one of the subjects of that, obviously, is Christopher Steele, the former British MI6 agent, who dreamed up this phony dossier claiming all sorts of ridiculous things in an attempt to smear the president. And so as part of that, we got records from the State Department showing that Steele, in fact, provided records and memos, provided information to the State Department, in particular to an official named Victoria Nuland, in an effort to kind of spread around the smear against President Trump.
So what has been the process, the FOIA release request? Take us into how you do your research, how you dig to get some of this data,
sure,
and what does it show?
Sure. So the government has a law, the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA is kind of the way that we abbreviate it and say it. And you have a statutory right to the records and documents that the government produces. You don't go hat in hand begging. The government owes you those records and documents because they're your employees. And so we make very aggressive use of that open records law. And we often go to court to sue to compel the government to produce records because they've got a time limit to do it, and they're frequently below the time limit. And so the only way to really get their attention is to sue them. No one files more FOIA requests or files more lawsuits than Judicial Watch, the Syracuse University study that shows for the last 18 years we're the country's largest FOIA requester and FOIA litigator, and that the next three organizations combined don't equal the work that we do. And one of those organizations is the ACLU. So that gives you an idea of the volume and scope of what we do. Yeah. And so we file these requests in a form of a letter with an agency. There's sort of an administrative process. There's a requirement to respond to us. There's a lot of, frankly, just mumbo-jumbo paperwork that goes on. very often the only way to really get the attention of the government agency and to force them to produce the records we're seeking, because they're kind of blatant about disregarding it, frankly. The only way to really get to the records is to go to the U.S. District Court here, the federal court in D.C., and sue the government agency to compel them to produce the records. And we're enormously successful at that. And when we do that, the court then orders the agency to produce records to us on a schedule, a calendar. And as soon as we get those records, we go over them, and then we make them available to the public. We put them up on our website. And the beauty of that is that you don't have to listen to talking heads in Washington, D.C., or some New York television studio. You can read the documents for yourself, right? You don't have to rely on somebody, you know, giving you their spin. You get to see the actual original documents, read them, evaluate them, and make your own decisions. And that's what we're quite proud of, being able to produce that for the American public.
All right. Talk about another aspect of the story. And maybe you're aware of this. Fitton was on Fox News last week saying that Hillary Clinton's team wanted some documents and got them expedited, and you guys have to wait months for things. Are you aware of that story?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, welcome to our world. This is a case where the anointed one, Hillary Clinton, and her very sharp, very savvy, total inside D.C. kind of operator, her attorney, David Kendall, you know, she's the subject of a national security crime investigation, right? She mishandled national defense information, which is a violation of Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793F. It's punishable by jail time and large fines. And I say that because I used to be a special agent of Army counterintelligence, so I'm intimately familiar with those sorts of investigations. And so here's this person who arguably has committed some rather grave crimes, mishandling 22 top secret sensitive compartmental information emails across an outlaw server. And the disparity of treatment between the way that she was investigated and looked at and the way that her investigation was really thrown by an incredibly corrupt FBI is exemplified by David Kendall, Mrs. Clinton's attorney, then going to the FBI and saying, oh, look, we want all the records and documents you have on this. We want what's referred to as the 302s. It's the FBI reporting document. We want special access quickly to everything that you have. And I realize this is in the last couple of months leading up to the election. Obviously, they're concerned about damage control and about finding anything that would be exculpatory. And so the FBI, their general counsel, James Baker, bends over backwards to facilitate the speedy release of all sorts of documents and records to David Kendall and Mrs. Clinton in order to assist, help, mollify, pick your favorite word, their grave concerns over the fact that, you know, she's being investigated as a national security criminal. And the disparity of treatment, the fawning, cooperative, facilitating, bend-over-backwards way that James Baker and the FBI reacted to that request versus the sort of drop-dead, get-in-line reaction that we get when we ask questions, the difference is very stark indeed.
And is that the way it just is? I mean, that in itself seems as if there's two levels of justice, one for the connected and one for those they don't like.
Correct. And that's why there needs to be a wholesale house cleaning at the FBI. I can tell you that you will hear certain news and opinion people talk about, oh, well, you know, there's just a handful of bad guys at the top. And, you know, 99% of the FBI is great. What a bunch of baloney that is. The fish rots from the head down. And let me tell you something, there are quite a cast of characters that we've all come to know now. People like, you know, Comey and Strzok and McCabe and Page. And, you know, the litany of names is now pretty famous.
But are you optimistic, but, you know, though, seeing what Barr is up to?
There's a whole lot of people who stood around with their hands in their pockets and watched this all happen and didn't say a peep.
Yeah, but are you optimistic that that Bill Barr, that the Attorney General, this one, is going to do something about it? We hear about all these investigations. Do you feel like he's on track to get it right?
Yeah, I think Barr is positioned correctly and is taking the right sort of approach and attitude. And so I'm optimistic with respect to Mr. Barr's approach to these things. I'm not optimistic with respect to Christopher Wray, the FBI director, who appears to be just a damage control specialist and a guy who's interested in preserving the institution when it really needs, a radical makeover.
So give us the latest then. What has Judicial Watch found? Give us the 2-minute survey so far in this story. If anybody's just tuning in and doesn't know what's been discovered, what do we now know when it comes to the Clinton email investigation and the origins of this so-called investigation into the president?
Well, the only reason anyone knows anything about the Clinton email investigation is because Judicial Watch litigation actually started back in Benghazi, believe it or not, when Mrs. Clinton's emails were conspicuously absent from all the other emails that were produced to us concerning that tragic terrorist attack in Benghazi that Mrs. Clinton and others lied about repeatedly. And so when we uncovered the fact that she was hiding her communications on her email server, the Benghazi incident was actually the predicate that revealed that she was unlawfully sending classified material across her outlaw email server. So it all begins way back in Benghazi, and it all begins because of Judicial Watch litigation. Without us, the American public would never have known anything about it, period. With respect to the hoax, the Trump-Russia hoax, you know, all the text messages that you've seen and emails, if I had to give it a number, I'd say something like 85% of the government records and documents that you are now aware of and that the talk show hosts on television or radio talk about, 85% of that is a result of Judicial Watch's litigation. We've gone to court and sued repeatedly and forced the government to produce these records.
Last 30 seconds. Are you being covered by all media the same, or are you ignored by CNNs and MSNBCs?
As far as the New York Times is concerned, we don't exist. They begrudgingly will acknowledge our work. Others are more even-handed, but we're not getting anywhere near not even. I don't care if you like us or hate us. I'm just asking for accuracy. Who obtained these records? It's very clear. Judicial Watch did through litigation.
Got to leave it there. Thank you so much. Where can people follow you?
JudicialWatch.org, O-R-G.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.